This is Sandy Brown Jensen. Welcome to Viz City.
And I'm Terry Way. Today we're here in Eugene going to look at a couple of galleries. First one, Karn Clark Gallery Annex. Then we'll go down the block and across the street to the Jacobs Gallery. That is at the Hult Center for the Performing Arts. Let's start at Karn Clark Gallery, a show there called Contemplera Natura by Talmage Doyle. What'd you see over there, Sandy?
I had never been introduced to Tally Doyle before, although everybody in the world seems to know about her. So I went in with virgin eyes, as it were, and I saw these enormous prints or etchings that have been aqua tinted, hand colored, and I didn't really understand the concept, so I asked, and I see that these were all pulled from copper plates, and the copper plates are at the Ford Alumni Center at the University of Oregon. She won the 1% for the Arts Commission, and so she did these huge 30-foot by 8-foot wall, has all these copper plates on it.
Right.
So we were looking at the pullings of images, which are the first time they've been for sale.
Right. And all of these images are based on the flora and fauna of Oregon, and they have, I've reviewed her work many times, and I'm always struck by how these have an old look. They don't look like they've been done this century, but I'd be hard-pressed to say why. They're full of detail, but they're stylized. Maybe it's the color. They're kind of a monotone brown with a little color added. They're very nice. I enjoy them. But they have this mystical quality about them.
Well, I would say mystical quality.
Yeah.
She has an exact eye for biological detail. And there's also an understated humor in them. For example, when a banana slug and a pond turtle go eye to eye, it's beautiful in terms of the design, the detail. But the real joy in the painting or the etching is the contact between two animals.
Right. Well, this show, you only have 3 days to see it. We're right on the tail end of it. It does end this Saturday, December 24th, so not much time to get over and see that one at the Karn Clark Gallery Annex there on Willamette. Well, let's go down the block and across the street to the Jacobs Gallery. There is a show there called Small Pleasures Invitational. I think this is its third or fourth year. And it's a real collection of what's going on in Eugene. And the only restriction really is that they're on the small side. No huge canvases or anything. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a tradition they do every December there at the gallery. All kinds of stuff. It's all over the board.
Well, I was really happy to see fabric artists included in this particular show. You know, we have such close proximity to world-class fabric art instruction at the Sisters Quilt Festival. So I'm surprised not to see more fabric art at the local galleries. Mardi has hand-dyed batik and cotton fabrics, and she uses glass and vintage buttons and artist-made fabric beads to make these, what my sister would call quilt blocks, but she presents them as art, which I believe that they are very much so.
Absolutely.
And Laura Jakowski has quilted textile still lifes. Very, very different look, but really shows you what can be done with the textile arts.
Exactly. And then on the total other end of that, one that I was really intrigued by is a group of mixed media. I guess they're sculpture. I mean, they're put together by Betsy Creedle. And she uses eggs.
Oh, yes.
Little egg people, eggs breaking out with another egg or chicken inside. And there are these little tiny creations with wire and eggs. And they're just funny. They're really well done, and they're very curious. And I had not seen those before. I enjoyed looking at those.
The photography by Joe Warren really caught my eye for an interesting kind of word-related reason. So many artists really rely on the primacy of the image to convey to the viewer, which they should. But with one thing I hate, it's a painting that's, or photograph that says untitled.
Mm-hmm.
I like more information as a word person.
As I do, too.
And Joe Warren, for example, has this beautifully lit image of a country road is disappearing into a distant light source. And the caption reads, "Reaching the clearing, reflective of a long morning walk in winter." So 8 additional words invite the reader to take a second look.
Mm-hmm.
And I really enjoyed her
mystical work. Yeah. Levon Tarbox-Crone, she has some, I don't think she's done mixed media before.
I hadn't seen that before.
And she has some of those, trying some new things. And then, of course, the old favorite, Jan Elliott. She illustrates.
I don't know if she'd appreciate that old favorite.
Well, old favorite.
A favorite of yours.
The perennial favorite. Jan Elliott, she, of course, does the Stone Soup cartoons. And it's fun to see that every day in the newspaper. And then I really enjoy seeing the original works of Jan's.
Well, I liked the alabaster bowls that William Pickard does. I've seen those before. Elaborate alabaster and bronze museum pieces. Very beautiful.
This show is at the Jacobs Gallery at the Holt Center for the Performing Arts, called Small Pleasures Invitational. It does run through January 28th.
And everything is priced to sell.
This has been Viz City. I'm Terry Way.
I'm Sandy Brown Jensen.